Blackstone Audio presents The Amber Road by Harry Sidebottom. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. To Peter Cosgrove and Jeremy Tinton. Prologue 1. Gallia Belgica, AD 262. Afterwards, towns always wear the same scars. It had been too easy, Starkad thought. In the long, long voyage, only one ship had gone missing. There had been no Roman patrol boats in the Gallic Channel, no watchers on the bluffs flanking the estuary. The fishermen's huts, where they beached the longboats, had been deserted. Not a soul had disturbed them as they laid up the remaining hours of the day. Only their bulky shadows, and a vixen about her own murderous business, had made witness to their march inland in the treacherous starlight. The small market town of Augusta Ambianorum was unwalled. No geese had cackled, no dogs betrayed the approach. Neither call of nature nor providential deity had pulled a citizen from his slumber to raise the alarm. The sea-wolves had ringed the town, a party on each road. When the atheling Arkil was satisfied, he had made the signal. The Angles had set about their rapine with practiced enthusiasm and the zeal of men long at sea. After the incomprehensible suddenness of the onset of catastrophe, it had proved a long night for many of the wretched women of the town, all too short and final for some of their men. In the dead gray half-light before dawn, Starkad stood near the ornamental gate and looked back down the main street to the forum.